You're not fucking Bono. Sit down in the chair. That's how Bono starts his shows, as he runs up and high-fives the audience.
I know one thing about Bono.
I assume Bono doesn't get winded.
Randy Crowd. Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
I loaded up my computer to get the Yahoos ready, get the Yahoo oven preheated to 350. Travis, you want to tell me what popped up as soon as I typed in my password?
That would be Reba McEntire's Fancy.
That's right. It's on Spotify Premium. Just playing
he knows what you need.
Making the best use of it, too. Whew, I just got super nervous all of a sudden.
Are you guys going to be cool or are you going to be dicks?
Are you guys cool?
I don't know which one
I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
Welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm the sweet baby brother. Oh, shit.
And we're done.
We're done. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm the sweet baby brother, Griffin.
No.
That'd be a tight stinger. Every time he said dope shit, it'd be like, wah, no, no, no.
That was our outro music. We'll do a show first, and then we'll just try it again.
We'll come back around.
We'll come back around. Don't worry. Keep the finger on the button, though, because you don't know.
Because if it starts to go bad, we are dipping.
We will fucking eject. Let that be a warning to you.
Los Angeles.
Hi, yeah. Los Angeles. Sorry we haven't been to you in a while. I guess we haven't been to Los Angeles proper, like, ever. We've performed a couple times at, like, Arrowhead, which is L.A. adjacent, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, 5 hours away, so not, like, super adjacent.
Depending on
people
fog.
Here hate Lake Arrowhead? Who is booing?
It's, like, the best.
Boo, beautiful artificial lakes on the top of mountains. No, thank you.
Ooh, it's perfect, and just like I imagine heaven to be. They give you free lots of bacon.
There's always bacon up there.
Is anybody else here living in mortal terror of the fact that the Los Angeles Kings just won the Stanley Cup? And oh, sorry, spoilers, I guess. Were you waiting? No, I mean, it's not going to be a spoiler. You're going to cross the threshold of this building, and it's going to be a nuclear wasteland outside. You'd be like, oh, I guess we won. Sweet. Except my entire neighborhood's destroyed, but everything else is totally sweet.
I am not worried as much about hockey fans rioting. They seem like a polite,
I guess that's a good point.
They seem like a polite, kind of chilled out people to me. They're just so happy people are paying attention.
Oh, I forgot to.
Griffin's got to slam his other
app. I need my gummy berry juice.
So, between the World Cup happening and the LA Kings winning, somewhere there is a man with very specific sports taste who's very happy tonight. Who really feels like the superstar. Like, finally. You know what? This feels like the start of something. I think we're finally going to get the attention we deserve. So this is a, raise your hand. Is there anybody here for the first time who's never listened to our program?
Never heard the show before?
That's awesome. Cool. Fantastic. Thanks, well, welcome to you.
You're wearing a My Brother, Me t-shirt. How did that happen?
I'm fucking into that.
What the fuck is your
poser?
Story?
Poser.
We're going to get him up here later, and I want to learn some things about that man.
I want to unfold his story.
I did it when I saw Live for the first time, so don't feel bad. I got to show Live. I wish I'd seen Live. That was bullshit.
You know what
I was going to say? I was going to say an actual concert I've been to, which is Dave Matthews Band. But you know I was into that. No lie. So this is an advice show where we take your questions, your queries, and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. We might have some questions from the audience here, so if you want to try to cook something up in your head that is real and a problem, we can fix it for you.
Not a bummer.
So help me God.
No,
we are nice people.
Talk to us about. We'll answer your bummer questions off the air, I guess. Fun party, but not on the show. And no, don't have as many jokes about poop and stuff.
No poop jokes.
No poop.
Those are for us.
Those are for
not
us
for
only.
Those are for adults only. And they're for comedy adults only, and they need to be handled carefully with precision. So you're not ready for that. Trust us, Travis. How about a question?
Okay, great.
These were also asked by people here, correct?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Let's see.
This is. Oh, I won't read the person because it's the tagline. I have a lot of vivid, weird dreams that more often than not contain people in my day-to-day life
naked, and they're like on top of me and cool stuff. It's implied, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my day-to-day life, doing something I think is worth mentioning to them. My question is this. Is it socially acceptable to tell people that I've dreamt about them or say, you were in my dream last night, or will I be giving everyone I know the willies by doing this? And that's from, I've even done it to Justin.
Woof. Hachimachi.
You know, we try
do
to
you
keep...
wanna, do you want to raise your hand if you're here and you did this?
We
you
try
did this
to
terrible,
keep...
terrible thing? I don't see a hand.
Somewhere in the void?
Can you howl? Like?
No,
woo!
No. It's
no,
better
don't do
this
that.
Way.
It's better.
Could you come down and explain your dream about Justin?
It's way you better.
In graphic detail.
It's way better for the podcast if I have to do than if I don't know what you look like and I know you're just out there waiting. That's super cool for my stress levels. I appreciate it. That way, I can look at every face and wonder, is it them? And then look at some other faces and think, well, maybe it's them. Very flattering.
All right.
There is no level of innocuousness of the subject matter of your dream. It could just be like, me, you, and Alf eating a hot dog. and then I would immediately think, and then we had a crazy Alf three-way, and it was totally awesome. That was the part of the dream that you didn't tell me about, but I know that you dreamt about fucking me and Alf at the same time.
Yeah.
Because here's the problem. As soon as you broach the subject, you were in my dream last night.
Right.
The person hears
we had a
fucking me.
We had a wobbly H with Alf, and it was totally great. It was a lowercase H.
Having sex with Alf. Two in the snout, and one's left out.
Yikes.
Sex without.
I want you guys to know there's a joke
doing
about
the snout, no
couch.
Time to pout. Have some sex without.
That's a new teen trend. It's called shum weighing. Yikes. No, fucking of
no.
course not. Under no circumstances,
there's a
no.
There's a reason that dreams only happen in your head, and it's because it's for you.
It's an
and
yeah.
You
well, unless you're Travis. Travis tells a, you tell a lot. I
my
love you, you're my
are
brother.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. No, they, yeah, totally. Like,
totally.
Like,
totally.
Sure. I remember a lot of them. Just because of the great stories that go on in there, and that beautiful head of yours, all the great dream stories.
If any of you want to hear my dreams later, just
don't
let me know.
How about a Yahoo? Yahoo answer?
Did we fucking answer
that's
that?
Fucking like, it? Hey, Cooper, keep your shit to yourself.
I mean, it's not acceptable. It's and I know it's not creepy. I know you're not dreaming about having sex with him. That's what people are going to think.
It implies intimacy. No question. No, it's inappropriate.
Don't ever do
ever.
It.
Ever.
Just stop dreaming.
Stop
dreaming.
Let your dreams die.
I'm 33. It ain't hard, gang. Come on.
This Yahoo was sent it. This Yahoo was sent in by Drew Davenport, who is here tonight. Drew Davenport, come up.
Woo-hoo!
Get the fuck up here. Drew Davenport, stand up and come to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking keep it going. I want 5 uninterrupted minutes of applause.
Come
here.
Get the fuck
get
over
up,
here.
Get up. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew
let that
Davenport.
Man through.
An emerald level Yahoo Answers shaman. Finally. Yes.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Drew, thank you so much for saving our program
Davenport.
Time and time again.
He's a lot taller than I thought he was going to be.
Man, if I was as tall as you, Drew, I would have no time for looking for answers. I'd be too busy beating ass.
Everybody, give it up for Drew fucking Davenport.
You're
all on notice.
Wind beneath my wings.
Drew Davenport.
Drew Davenport.
If it weren't for Drew Davenport, the production time that I would put into this show would be like 20 minutes more a week. But that's a lot. That's a lot for me. Thank you.
If you're listening at home, he was 8 feet tall.
He was
8 feet if he was an inch.
Yeah.
As broad as a bull.
We there's a service called Yahoo Answers, and we dig into it.
For you three new people.
And I'm going to keep talking to them. I want to win them over. Your business I have. I want to win the new business. Try to answer them to the best of our abilities. When I say we find them, I mean Drew Davenport.
Yeah, almost exclusively.
Almost exclusively Drew Davenport finds them.
Thank you, Drew Davenport. This Yahoo answer was asked by a suspended account. Why were they suspended, you asked? How could I make wee bowling sexy? So my girlfriend and I have a habit of trying to make simple, everyday things into something remotely sexy. So, like, they're not trying super hard.
No, yeah. Like, really.
Our bar is low.
You're making that grilled cheese, why don't you get a bowl out? Yeah, sure. Does anyone
my checkbook's looking mighty balanced.
Does anyone have any clue how we can make something like Wii Bowling sexy? Also, I do realize this is a ridiculous question. That they should just like fucking have some sort of script on Yahoo Answers that immediately puts that at the bottom of everybody's question.
That's
about putting Doritos in your butt. Like, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
What about this? I got an answer.
Sexy Wii Bowling.
What if you play Wii Bowling?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
With your balls out.
No. Stop.
Don't fucking salt my game, Travis. You play Wii Bowling, and while you're playing it,
put the kids to bed.
Put the kids to bed. Right in sleepy town.
You play Wii Bowling.
Here comes the sale.
And while
quiet.
Shit.
While you're playing it,
what are you doing?
You have sex. So
that
bad.
Is gonna throw off your handicap.
Yeah, no question about it.
Whoa, too whoa. Hot for TV.
Sorry.
Keep that.
A bowling handicap?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I guess. Like bumpers?
You're bumping something.
Yeah.
Genitals.
It's like your genitals. Yeah.
Genitals.
Exclusively.
Genitals.
Like
that's what
we're doing. NPR
talking about your genitals.
Yeah.
You're bumping your
jaw. I saw some Rocket Lube being tossed around. That would probably be integral.
Well,
but
I mean,
you gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Throw
yeah, you'll
right
smash
out of
that
hand.
TV to
yeah.
fucking bits.
There's nothing sexy about breaking your television. That'll kill the mood.
When you're doing that, though, do you use protection? By which I mean, use the Wiimote wrist strap.
On your wiener?
No, on your fucking wrist, Travis.
You fucking degenerate. No. Now, listen, I said degenerate, but I'm not here to pass judgment. If you like
no,
them,
it's,
you
listen.
Like them twerked, you like them squeezed, you like them worked, whatever, it pleases.
You like them Wiimoted, I guess?
You like, okay, I guess. I'm trying to be really accepting. It's my new thing for 2014. Sorry, 2013. No, sorry.
2014?
24-word.
24-word. There we go.
Yeah, that was a test to find the true fans.
Yeah, that's a motto we've really subscribed to.
Well, we did some live shows this year. We've been doing good
about
that.
I guess that's true.
Can I give you a sneak preview? Because I'll forget about it.
Sure.
What I was thinking for next year.
Yeah.
20 spliff team.
Sure.
He's so bad. What won't he say? Like drugs?
Oh.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
How about a regular, a non-Yahoo?
Yeah. Okay, great. This one also comes from, hopefully, someone in the audience.
Can we call these Google questions? That might be fun. I mean, they're all Gmail. Sorry, go ahead. No, let's talk more about web platforms.
All right.
Spliff team.
Yeah, got it. Read the question. Come on.
How do I prepare myself to be robbed?
Terrific.
Yeah, I have
we should all actually be thinking about this legitimately.
I have many examples of this, but one time my cousin jumped out of the bushes and scared me. My knees locked and I fell over like a fainting goat. It was very embarrassing. What if this happens when an assailant tries to jump me with a knife? I want to stand my ground and at least seem threatening. How do I get tougher and less scared of people jumping out and surprising me? And that's from neither fight nor flight in the fourth round.
Did you actually fucking manage to get in the fourth row? Because that was...
Nailed it!
God damn,
nailed
that's dedication
it.
Right there.
That's nice. That's a called shot.
Nailed it. What's your name?
JP!
No, you're fine. See, you're fine. I don't think it's as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Hey, everybody, if you see JP later after the show, just give him a little spook. Just
ooh, little... that's it. We got to toughen you up.
We're going to toughen you up. There's immersion therapy, JP.
We got to run the gauntlet.
That's how Daredevil got started. People just kept spooking him and spooking him and spooking him. And then he went blind. He did
he
go blind.
Blind from the spooks.
Not from, no, it's like
oh, God, I spooked you too hard.
I spooked you too hard, your eyeballs.
I'm sorry about your eyeballs.
I'll be your friend forever. My name's Foggy Nelson. Backstory, origin, one guy. Thank you, sir. In Daredevil, is it? Never mind.
I would throw this out, JP.
A knife. What?
Whoa, look out.
Also, I'm going to fucking break you of saying, let me throw this out.
Okay.
It's the last thing I do.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
I can't believe. Can we, like, come up with some sort of audience response? Like, some sort of, like,
does anyone have a can full of pennies you can shake at me when I do it?
No can.
I was taught by my parents, and I assume my brothers were too, that when accosted,
make yourself small.
By a potential robber.
Yeah.
You seem as non-threatening as possible.
Sure.
You say, yes, of course, sir.
Yes.
Here you go. Or madam, let's not be sexist.
Yeah.
Sir or madam, who is robbing me at this moment, here are all my belongings. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, please take them. And congratulations. This is some great stuff.
I hope you enjoy them more than I do.
You have bested me. I'll be a good sport in this regard. You have won this encounter.
And let me also congratulate you on your choice of targets.
You have done very well.
And then you lay on your back and pee all over yourself to show submission.
Out of curiosity, what can I do better in the future to prevent myself from being such an obvious target?
I'm just going to slide this comment card across the table. If you could fill that out before you leave, I appreciate
it. How's your experience been?
Was I not robbable, robbable, or very robbable?
JP, you gotta get Diesel. There's the only one kind of person that's not afraid of other people. Drew Davenport. Okay, there's two.
Drew Davenport.
The Lou Ferrigno's of the world. These super Diesel.
I would fold those two folks categories sort of in together.
Yeah.
He is Ferrigno.
You're
in
Drew
scale.
Ferrigno's.
Drew Ferrigno. Drew Ferrigno. Get Drew Ferrigno Diesel. And then no one will mess with you. They'll
Except
come
for Lou
on.
Ferrigno, and then it's just a battle of titans between the two of you.
We actually should, if you could not mess up the curve, because we need as many people sort of, looking like obvious targets for robbery as possible.
Yeah.
It helps us to blend
in. I try to look so tough. I've only been robbed once, and you could do the tactic which I employed, which worked out, super well for me, which is to lie about the things that you have. It's a risky gambit, I will be honest.
This is not a goof. Griffin was working at GameStop when he was younger. Guy comes in and says, "Give me all the PS3s you have." Points a gun at Griffin.
And me, Mr. Brand loyal to GameStop.
Icy veins, no fucking skin in the game whatsoever, says, "We don't have any."
Also, so you know, the only thing protecting this ruse was a door behind Griffin. And
behind which was a giant pyramid of PlayStation 3.
Right.
Oh, those PS3.
Another fun part of that story is I wasn't allowed to open the register without making a sale because GameStop had never taught me how. So they said, "Open the register." And I said, "Let me get my manager and expose her to this robbery. Let me pass along this cool Sunday I'm having and share it with a friend. Come have a portion of my cool Sunday, manager."
You know what this encounter needs? Witnesses.
Yes. I'm out of the Yahoo.
Sure.
Man, I'm glad I'm not dead.
Me too, in a way.
Yeah.
We never would have been able to do the show.
We would have. It just would have been missing something.
Yeah. This Yahoo was sent in by Nat Steinsaltz, maybe here? I don't know. There's a lot of people who live in Los Angeles. No, I guess not. Thank you, Nat. It's by Yahoo Answers user Romario, who asks, this is actually not a bad segue. "My manager is a female, and she pees so loud. How do I tell her that's annoying?"
How often does that come up?
How thin are those walls? How close are you?
Why don't you dismiss yourself from the region? Do you work in a food cart? Maybe that's what's going on. You can't get out.
Maybe he's a bathroom attendant.
Okay, so wait. Just to be clear.
Was so bad that it gave Justin
a bathroom attendant who has a boss that comes by just to see
just
how
to
the
check
attending...
Up.
Let me test and see what you did. Let me ruin your work, Robbie. Fuck you.
Clean up on aisle me, Robbie.
Listen to how hard I can push this out. How bad could this possibly be?
Whoosh! Sploosh! Bad enough that he says annoying. Not gross or it makes you go, it's annoying.
There she goes.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Maybe the manager has some sort of cool... peak equals, and she can pee out. Listen, stick with it. And she can
we're going somewhere.
She can pee out the rhythm to Gangnam Style. It's like Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style. Really, it's 2014. Kegel, another song. I know it's not a jukebox, but you gotta teach that thing another song.
She, She doesn't know where to find another one of those player piano spools. Travis liked it. I don't know.
I love that joke. That was a good joke.
I don't know why you guys. Travis liked it. That's all I care about.
The physiology, I guess.
I don't understand why you would stay close by. Just you know what's going
to
happen.
I mean, Lord, maybe it's like looking at a car accident. Like, he doesn't want to.
There are a lot
like,
of variables.
I've got a timer to see how fast I can get done today.
A lot of variables
Ooh,
to play.
Shaved off 3 seconds.
Sure. We're talking about distances, or like, we're talking about thickness of the walls of the turlet zone. We're talking, to be fair, like, let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt, the general loudness of this manager's
like decibel
team.
Level.
Like, whole, like, wow. Like sense around. Like, holy shit.
I feel like all you have to do, and it would take a bolder man than me, but when she comes out, be like, hey,
can we?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm worried about you.
This could be the start of the worst moonlighting style Will They Won't They I've ever heard.
We've been dancing around this for a while.
Listen,
you pee real
you pee
loud.
Super
so
loud,
though. It's really loud.
And really short. Like it just like just
a pit
like
stop.
It falls out of you.
Done.
It sounds like somebody overturning a bucket.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about you.
And then you come out real wobbly legged.
Yeah. And you're frowning but kind of laughing. I here's the other thing about it. I hate it.
I hate it so
I hate when
much.
It happens in the bucket noise.
Darling.
I hate it, darling. You're the worst manager, but this is the best job. And frankly, I can't fall asleep without that noise anymore, so I guess... I guess what I'm saying to answer your question, Reverend, I do.
How about a regular?
I need a minute.
How about a normie? You all right?
I can read it. I'll read it. Give me the pad.
Thank you.
Sure.
I just pictured her peeing at the altar.
goof so hard I broke Travis.
Oh, Jesus.
Dear brothers, ice cream trucks never pass where I live, ever.
Oh, so sorry.
This is a problem, all right? Ice cream trucks never pass where I live, ever. Today, I heard one outside, and I booked it out the door. He was driving away from me, but I finally caught up with him. Well done.
Good work.
When
those,
I
things, those things don't drive especially fast, if I remember correctly,
you know.
But still kudos to you, I suppose.
Faster than human land speed.
I guess.
You earned your dilly bar. When I bought my... How old am I? When I bought my ice cream, the ice cream guy just gave me this incredulous face and seemed to be annoyed that a 20-ish year old would be so excited.
You know your age, right, I'm guessing?
Yeah, but like...
I was left on a doorstep.
It's good storytelling. He's not like forcing omnipotence and omniscience onto the ice cream truck driver. Would be so excited about an ice cream truck. Am I too old to be excited about ice cream trucks? Or was the ice cream guy just a downer? And that's from Vexed in Ventura. Question for you, audience. Vexed in Ventura, you here? Hey, welcome.
Hey.
If you're an ice cream driver and it's 2014 and you're in LA, how good is business that you can fucking get judgy on people?
I don't know.
It feels like you should go, do you want anything else?
Yeah.
Please?
Let's do a quick audience
also, can
poll.
You think of anything else cold that I could sell? Because I'm dying
I'm
here.
I'm fucking broke. Let's do a quick poll of the audience. This is interesting. In the last, let's say, 3 months, has anybody seen an ice cream truck that was stationary and selling its product to anybody? Just a quick show of hands, stationary. Okay, more than I thought.
Better question.
No, I'll be the first to admit that I fucked up with my judgment. I haven't seen a stationary ice cream. Every time it's just like slowly crawling at 5 miles an hour, it's like anybody.
And I'm not talking, by the way, I want to clarify, I'm not talking about a food truck.
No. Ice.
You know what I'm talking
ice,
about.
Ice cream. I'm not talking about artisanal, like it's got avocados in it.
And
that's what you sound like. Food truck drivers, I guess.
I don't know what the ice cream truck like environment is like here, but I know what it's like in Cincinnati. When you see said ice cream trucks, is the paint peeling and the pictures faded and it looks like they just killed kids?
And sometimes they've got like Pikachu on it and it's like, hey guys, let me just like call Nintendo real quick. Yeah, you didn't like go through the right fucking channels to get fucking Pikachu to sell your iced wares?
I would I would feel uncomfortable. And only because I would be so worried that I would come up from vector A and sort of like in my periph out of nowhere would be a kid on vector B and we would arrive at the same time.
And you would force the issue like, I was here first.
I was here first, right?
Hold on. Sorry, gents,
we got one push pop left. Looks like you're going to have to wrestle for it. Sweet. You're really little and I'm really big. You just want to give it to me?
I would grab their head and just push it below the window so the guy couldn't see them until I was done purchasing my novelties. Have you guys noticed that the only people on fucking Earth that call them novelties at the grocery store? That used to confuse the hell out of me when I was a kid. What's a novel? Just say ice cream shit. We all know what you're talking about. You don't have to get fucking fancy, Kroger. You sell Big K. Don't fuck with me.
Do you want another
novelties.
Yahoo? Do you know the Yahoo question? A little Yahoo, Yahoo Night's Mystery?
I actually just had something pop up in my head that I want to do. Nope. Ah! So we were supposed to have some merch, and it didn't come. And so I wrote a little apology and an explanation as to why the merch wasn't here, and I would like to read it for you now. Ahem. Sorry that there is no merch tonight. Here's what happened. We ordered a slushy amount of the jankiest stuff. Posters, tote bags, banana hammocks, boners, frosted nuts, everything. But the shipment was delayed by a flock of slurping sponges. Those jiving butts got in front of the bodacious penis hat filled with our merch. Merch that was supposed to go to you, our moist puppies. So from the bottom of our nipples, we apologize. Love, the Pickled McElroy Brothers. Thank you.
The funny thing about listening to that, A, nothing. B, do you notice how no one was really like, there was sort of an initial like,
hi, this is going to be so great.
And then like, fucking nothing from you. Remember how you didn't laugh at all for the past 45 seconds? It's not funny.
I will be signing copies of this later.
The one he has.
The one I have.
And others he can scribble out for you.
I did a fun gag where I slammed my beer, like, oh, this makes you so mad, I'm going to slam my beer. I don't have any beer left, and we just started.
Ahem.
Give me some of your Angry Orchard, Justin. Here,
okay.
Give me a half a pour, maybe?
Yeah, I'll give you
Thank
half.
You. How about a
this
Yahoo?
This is good radio.
Yahoo, listen, I can't go on. This Yahoo was sent in by Josh Williams. Josh, are you here?
If anybody wants to bring us another beer.
No, well. Don't. I don't want to do that.
No, but one at a time, please. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Thank you, Josh. It's by Yahoo Answers user Super Tifster, who asks, I need extremely dirty truth or dares. Every time I pick a Yahoo, or rather Josh Williams or Drew Davenport sends a Yahoo to me, I always hope, like, is this going to be the next Warrior Cats? I think this one might. No potential. We can never think of any help. That's fine. Kind of basic.
Listen,
not a lot
we
there.
We could do a few. I'm not as interested in that as I am about what the helpful folks on Yahoo Answers.
Oh, that's funny that you say that because Yahoo Answers user Big Wave Girl 2006 has a few helpful suggestiones. It's worth pointing out, this user is definitely, definitely suspended. Holy shit. To like the ninth level of Yahoo hell. I'm not making this up. This is the actual order in which these were sent in. Number one, truth questions. Number one, ask a girl, if she were a guy, which girl in the room she would date? Do the same to a guy. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Interesting. Number two, do you swallow or spit? That's for girls, for boys. What's the fastest you have C-U-M? What the fuck?
You this just game from, escalated.
Who would you date in the room to how fast you come, Jake?
No, not just how fast. What's the fastest? Not the average.
I don't want a mean.
I don't want a median of come times. I want to know the peak of the curve.
What do you clock out at?
I want to know your curve breaking come times. That's what I need. I want to know what's breaking the bell curve of your ejaculate.
And then way over here, off the line, 30 seconds.
Interesting. Is this an outlier? I don't know, Malcolm. Is it? Best you come.
How about number 17? Have you ever skinny dipped?
Okay, good.
That's fine. Number 25. Which guy playing do you think has the longest penis?
Those are actually kind of connected. Like, well, let me find out.
Well, let's do 17. 25 will be answered very quickly. Or which girl do you think would give the best BJ? Cool, big wave girl, cool!
Which girl do you think would give the best BJ? Seems so like... I'm going to go with Susan. She's just a hard worker. Seems like she'd really commit. She'd give it her all. I worked with her on a science project last year, and she did not give up till it was done. I'm going to go with Susan.
Ladies, can I just...
Sorry, Lydia.
Ladies, can I just ask everybody sitting in the circle to just yodel for me real quick? Okay, interesting. Oh, some surprises here.
I'm going to have to go to the leaderboard.
This is a great one.
Let's go to the leaderboard, Mo. He gets a piece of that radical rock. Okay, guts. Let's talk about guts.
How about number 11? Who has the biggest ball you've ever seen?
Left or right does not matter.
There's a lot of nuance to this, to number 11, because they add funny since it can be told literally, but someone will take it sexually. I could be talking about a medicine ball.
No, you couldn't. Not in a bajillion years could you be doing that.
But God, how badly do you want to play truth or dare with that guy? Who's like, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Do you mean genitals or medicine ball?
Point of order.
Just want to clarify.
Super quick point of order.
Because what if somebody in this circle had one ascended ball and one crazy huge descended ball? Like, wow. Like, wowzers. Like, wow. Like, an egg yolk in there. Like, wow. Like, crazy.
An egg yolk?
Yeah, because it would be like, you know, you look at an egg yolk and it's just like one thing sort of suspended in another thing. I tried to think of something more organic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the good stuff right there.
What's your name? Because this is like the fourth drink that you've bought for us.
What's your name?
Here we go. Here it comes.
I'm Jenny, and that's John.
Jenny and John. Famous forever.
They saved the jokes.
Get the goof juice flowing.
Well done. It is.
What is harder than watching a guy slam a cider?
Nothing.
I would crush this on my head, but it's tall.
You know what would happen then. I get lacerations.
You want to jump to dares? Number 17. Yeah. Play one round in your underwear. Cool. Number 23. Stick your finger in your ass and then lick it. What in the...
No. Big wave girl, go fuck yourself.
I would like to go back to truth. I regret
Stick
asking.
Stick your finger in your ass and then call your mom and apologize, you terrible person.
We didn't even invite you, Deborah.
That seems like how to end a truth or dare game. I dare you to put your finger in your butt. Oh, God damn it, Steve.
Are you going to do it?
No, that was me leaving. But now I feel on the spot.
They pay like $25.
How much would you pay to watch a grown man?
How much would you
Wait,
pay
don't,
to not?
Don't answer.
We're going to hold you motherfuckers hostage. How much would you pay to not let my brother lick his butt?
Guys, I'm
Save gonna, me from myself.
He's a broken I'm man. Gonna,
credit where credit is due. These are fucking extremely dirty. Number 21, masturbate into a shot glass. Real thing someone said on Yahoo. Yahoo, masturbate into a shot glass for me.
I don't know much, Griffin, but is there not a second half of that there?
Number
why would you, okay. No. Back out.
My issue with the question answer is not that they did not generate some extremely dirty truth or dares. It's a question of editing. Once you've created these masterpieces of dirty truth or dare, how do you leave something like "Who would you like to kiss"? The problem with the great, you know, what separates a good super dirty truth or dare creator from a great super dirty truth or dare creator is being able to separate your wheat from your chaff. I try to.
I dare
that.
You to separate your wheat from your
separate
chaff
your wheat and from then chaff, lick it and then lick it and let us watch. No others?
I mean, there's fucking 60 of them. And they keep jumping back and forth to, like, kiss whoever you want in the room. To number 30. This one's a partner dare. Have a blowjob race. Fuck!
I'm picking the guy who I think is going to come fastest. Get over here, 30-second Jake.
This is a different game. This is truth or dare or eyes wide shut.
We love it. We love LA.
It's true. It's true. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, no.
The mutation has started much earlier than we expected.
Hey, everyone.
Justin, welcome back to the podcast.
This is the first time I've done anything sort of that even resembles work or, well, not work. Contributing to society in other ways than, like, forming the next great generation?
Yeah.
Of humanity.
What generation is your baby in? Is it like? Are we up to like Omega?
She's 32-bit.
Epsilon. Oh, okay. Your baby. Do it. Nintendo don't. Is that you're saying?
That's basically what I'm saying. You are not ready. Is sure. What I'm saying. Listen. Just because I'm not here doesn't mean I don't need money. I have a mouth to feed, and you know what? I'm going to be feeding my baby.
That's right.
Nature Box.
She is not ready for. I'm just saying, NatureBox offers a delicious catalog of delicious, healthy foodstuffs. She's probably not ready to chew down on some dark cocoa almonds.
I think you're not ready.
I have teeth.
Enough.
I have human adult teeth.
Oh, but you don't like a lot of sugar, and you don't like trans fats, and you don't like high fructose corn syrup.
That's all true.
Okay. Then you're ready for NatureBox. They've got delicious snacks. That you go on, you pick the ones that look good to you. They have, I mean, an insane amount of different varietals of snacks.
Are any of them pre-chewed? Like, don't get me wrong, peanut butter nom noms, delicious. Baked sweet potato fries, fuck yes. But your baby's not going to be able to enjoy these in the way that they're meant to be enjoyed for another, like, 3 years or so.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a few that they have.
Okay.
And you can tell me if it's appropriate for the baby.
Okay.
Baked sweet potato fries.
No.
Yogurt covered pretzels.
Actually, that one, yeah.
Okay, that
babies,
one's okay.
Babies love pretzels.
Breast milk guzzlers.
That sounds all right.
That one would be okay. If you
can
get
I order
guzzlers,
those? Can I order those, or am I going to be put on some sort of watch list?
If you go to naturebox.com, you can get 50% off of your first month's box. You go to naturebox.com/mybrother. That is the key thing. You can't go to that original address. You go to naturebox.com/mybrother, all one word, and you can get 50% off your first month's box. Try them. A ton of our listeners have, and they've really, really liked them. They've very much enjoyed them.
We get emails all the time like, I'm full and healthy.
I'm full and healthy, brothers. Thank you.
Once you have managed to get your body...
it's me, the mole man, your favorite listener. I'm Adam Sandler, the Mole Man. Well, I live under the ground. I'm the Adam Sandler of the Mole Man.
Man, you've just, it's like falling off a log, isn't it, Juice?
Comedy is easy. Parenthood is hard. That's my new book. Me and Irma Bombecker are co-writing it. It's coming out. Dave Barry, Justin McElroy presents. Comedy is easy. Parenthood is hard. And on the front, it's me in a smoking jacket, and he's behind me juggling a baby.
We are changing our schedule now. We are only going to record one episode every 9.5 months. You're going to keep having babies, and then we're going to fucking get you on here for that prime material, that prime time.
Here's a joke I wrote about fatherhood last night.
Okay.
I don't know why everybody's in such a hurry to teach their kids to talk, because it makes it so much harder to frame them for farting.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
I'll be honest, that's about exactly what I expected.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that's about where I am in my life right now.
I guess if you want jokes maybe better than that, you can probably find them on Hulu. Hulu Plus, to be specific. It's like Hulu. It's like the Hulu you use on your computer, only you can do it anywhere, anytime, at your whim, whenever. You don't shackle yourself to your MacBook. You can get on your Roku, your Apple TV, your sex box, whatever you want, and just watch Hulu on the go. They got current season episodes of your favorite shows like Modern Family. They got Daily Show with Jon Stewart. They have every episode of shows like South Park, which is only available on Hulu Plus. You can do it how you like. Oh, fuck, Justin.
Griffin.
I have the best news ever.
Tell me.
And it's germane to Hulu Plus, because that is where I enjoy it.
Okay, tell me what about this entertainment you're enjoying.
Well, you know how the house has seemed very empty lately? The house has seemed hollow?
That's what everybody's saying.
People are always saying the house seems very hollow, and I think it's just because, like, for a few months now, there haven't been any boys in the house.
Boys in the house.
Shit is right back where it needs to be. Cycle 21. Boys are back in the house for America's Next Top Model. Fucking Corey, so tight. He is now a judge. Well, not a judge, but he's like a host. Mm-hmm. He was a super sweet dude who in the first episode, they were like, boys on one side, girls on the other side. Boys pick a girl and walk down the stairs. And he walked towards the girls. He's like, no, this will not do. And he turned around and he got himself a boy. And they walked down the stairs.
And you're telling me he's back?
He's back. And he's a fucking judge. He's not a judge. He's a host. So, like, he'll talk to them and be like, oh, man, I've been there. You guys look fucking amazing. He's, like, super sweet, super supportive. Anyway, boys are back in the house. Cycle 21. Check it out. Hulu Plus. It's only $7.99 a month.
That's a great deal.
It is a good deal. But the better deal is we can get you 2 weeks free. 2 week free trial. It's longer than the usual 1 week free trial. We're going to give it to you that extra week. Just go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother. And you'll get that 2 week free trial. And it's good for us because they know that we sent you and they will continue to support my brother and me. So it's a.
And my infant daughter.
And Justin's infant daughter. And my infant niece. Same person.
Same person. It's the same one. I want to give a very happy message to Johan. It comes from Candace, Chris, Noah, Rachel, and Olivia. They say, hey, Johan, congratulations on finally being legal. We're so proud of you for everything you do in terms of hard work and training, as well as being a stellar guy in general. This fucking sounds like code. This sounds like they're hinting around some secret government skunk works.
Are they
black ops
activating
shit.
Johan's wet works protocol?
We honestly couldn't ask for a better friend, and that's in quotation marks and italics and underline.
And there's a bunch of upside down triangles in it.
So we hope that a
special. Is that Illuminati?
It's maybe the Illuminati. We hope that a special shout out from the Brothers Macro will make your day. Happy 18th birthday. We love you.
You think has anyone ever made a porn called Illuminati, like the word naughty, and it's like a bunch of like people in robes and maybe some of them are lizards and then they fuck?
I would watch the hell out of that.
Yeah, of course, but you would.
From an academic kind of perspective?
Yeah. And also you're a stonemason. Happy birthday, Johan. We're very proud of you.
You're so proud.
You're living so right.
Got another birthday for Emily Brunston.
You have a birthday for her?
I have a birthday for her to offer her. Please accept this birthday, Emily Brunston. It's from Avital and Julian. Avital, maybe Avital. It's a lovely name. I'm sure.
However you interpret it, you really
can't mess that one up.
You can't Avital. Fuck that name up.
Avital. Any way you say it, it's beautiful. Happy birthday, Dumbleton's dog. Sending this message is cheaper than buying people off to ensure that Mad Men ends in a full-blown orgy like you richly deserve. Instead of measuring the next year in love, which is weak and filthy, may you measure it in delicious dips, corgis, and days at the office without a visit from Probot, the probing robot. And I think there was a series of I would assume in jokes there. I think they're not.
No, Probot's a thing.
Probot's a thing?
There's a robot that just, like, gets in there and, like, makes sure everything's okay.
What about corgis?
Those are fake.
Those are fake. Okay. I knew that there was something messed up in there. Happy birthday, Emily. We hope it's a great one.
Yeah. We're very, very happy for you. It sounds like you have a pretty sick life. Sick in a good way.
Sick in a good way.
Should we do some, like, housekeeping? Thank you all we got so much amazing feedback for the Adventure Zone. The D&D episode we did last week, we're going to figure out a way to continue doing those. not, I think, I mean, based on what we talked about, not on on the Mabim Bam feed, as it were. You think this is all safe to talk about?
Yeah, I think so. This is our plans as they stand right now.
Not a Mabim Bam thing, but maybe a separate thing?
Maybe. People seem to like it.
We're figuring it out. So yeah, thank you all for the feedback. And there's actually in the Facebook group, which I don't know if you've been on there recently, has been like popping off. Go check it out. We're usually pretty quick about letting people in. It's a closed group, so haters can't just hop in.
Sometimes spammers
trick
us to get in. Kick them out, though.
But yeah, there's like a lot of really good feedback on like what we could do better, some good ideas for like what a D&D podcast could be. So thank you all very, very, very much for that. Hope you're enjoying the LA Live show. It was a hoot. We're figuring out our plans for next year. We're going to do, spoiler alert, we're going to do a shit ton of live shows in 2015, basically all over this beautiful nation of ours. So look forward to that. Juice, you think we'll be back? We'll probably be back next week, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
My baby can't hold my attention for that long.
That's true.
Especially with all these fucking dad jokes I'm cooking up for you.
Yeah, no, you're in heat right now. We can't waste
dad joke heat.
We can't waste a second of this. All right, well, we're going to get back to the show, but thank you all for being so wonderful. And yeah, more episodes, more regular stuff next week.
God bless.
God bless. Hashtag bless.
Hey, Griffin, you could tilt your mic down a little bit.
I'm really having to get up on it.
Just like angle it. There we go. Oh, if only.
Here we go. What? Who's laughing? Oh, like a dick thing? Oh, like a dick thing? Oh, like a dick? Oh, like a dick thing, guys. It was a dick thing. Great. No, it was actually very good. Well done. How about another question?
When did we start?
Hey, let's take a question from the audience.
What time should we start?
Who's got like a great question?
You got to be quicker on the draw. Drew Davenport, do you have a question? Yeah. Sorry, fuck everybody else. Drew Davenport, get back up here.
All right, Griffin has a glass. He doesn't get to keep the can, too. Come on now.
We got to conserve our rations.
We're in a riot.
Everybody,
situation.
It's Drew Davenport. Woo!
There you go. Angle it up, you giant man.
Yeah.
And turn it a little bit so you can face it.
Yeah, look at us now.
Now make eye contact with Griffin.
Look at me now. Me only.
Go ahead.
So, listen, Drew, it's just me and you.
Open your heart and let us climb inside, Drew.
This is from a conversation I had on the way here with my girlfriend.
Terrific.
Is it okay to put groceries in a truck bed and drive home?
Oh, no, it's not. No.
It depends.
Wait, what groceries?
Yeah, if they're super slimy.
If it's a lean cuisine is a little like self-preserved little pocket of amazing food. If you put like a head of lettuce in there, it's going to be gone by the time you get home. Just the microbes in the air will just dissolve
it. Yeah, if you've got like a dense food,
sack of potatoes, that's okay. The floury foods, an artichoke.
Paper towel roll?
Paper towel roll is done.
Except floury foods, except flour, because if that bursts back there, that's your week.
That's your whole week.
You are and no longer driving, you are making a roux.
Do you own a truck?
She owns a truck?
It's her truck. I think she gets to call the shots here, Drew.
Are you pro or against?
Oh, I'm pro.
You want to put your food out in... Hold on, just so I'm clear. If I took all the food that you have in your house and I somehow held it in my giant arms and then I ran down the street at 55 miles an hour for, 45 minutes and then I came back to your house and I said, eat all this now, you would be like, yum, yum, give me some.
One more again. Can we jump back to 30 seconds ago when we loved Drew?
I love Drew and I want to keep him food safe and food smart. Everything in there's got E. coli, it's got bird flu, it's got bird shit on it.
It's probably got birds.
It's got live birds in there.
You got a bad case of birds.
You got birds.
Plastic bags you tie up.
That's not...
That was our problem the whole time, Drew. You really uncorked it.
Did you see that that virus...
Well, we thought of bags.
That virus movie where Gwyneth Paltrow got like fucking wrecked in like the first 15 minutes. And they were like, guys, don't worry, just like... get some plastic grocery bags and just like wrap that around your shit for like like 15 minutes. And the movie was like a half hour long because like that fixed it. That did it. That was how that movie ended.
Super quick, don't even think about it. Tell me the dirtiest thing you've ever put in your truck bed. Go.
I don't have a truck.
Okay, the dirtiest thing that your girlfriend's ever put in a truck bed.
Help him.
Dearest?
He's bombing.
A carcass? An animal carcass?
An animal carcass? I just assume.
You a big deer hunter?
I'm stigmatizing.
Oh, God.
What? Everything
worse
you...
Worse than
okay,
dead deer.
When was this? Give me a rough timeline. When was this? Okay, so for 6 months, you've been eating couch Craigslist food. You've been eating the ass of the person you bought the couch from on Craigslist. Is imagine that okay?
Imagine the dirtiest person
this
you could
think
of.
This salad is like crazy. Yeah. It tastes... It's not...
Do I detect a hint of Craigslist ass?
It's not good, but it's not bad.
Imagine
it was cheap.
Imagine the dirtiest stranger you ever met reached underneath their couch and retrieved a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
They then handed that Hot Pocket to you and said, here, stupid, eat this.
Eat these. And you eat these, like, Craigslist croutons.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. This is great. I'm so excited about eating this that you've retrieved for me. That's been 6 months for you.
That's 6 months. I fucking hugged you earlier. That was a bond of trust. I hugged you trusting that you didn't have Craigslist mouth. And that's where we are.
These are all hypotheticals.
Yeah. Oh, well, then it's totally... Oh. Well, then I guess then we're fine. I guess we're cool.
Good job, Drew. Everybody, Drew Davenport.
Drew Davenport. Fucking savior of the podcast. Where did that full angry... regular question. Here we go.
I got a real last question. Corinne, are you here? Corinne?
Can we keep the chatter down in the audience maybe for us?
We're trying
to do a show up here.
Corinne?
Corinne?
Okay. All right. Okay. She's here. Corinne, raise your hand, Corinne.
You don't have to come down.
No, you're.
You don't have to come.
Wait.
Down.
Yeah, she's coming. It's fine.
Oh no. Okay. You're.
No.
Halfway.
No. Come on out, Corinne.
Yeah. You're halfway here. We don't.
Oh yeah.
Leave.
No. This is a good one.
Just stand in the aisle for the whole time.
No, Corinne.
No. Come here. Come up to the microphone. I'm fucking with you.
Corinne, this is one of those questions that you did not give us nearly enough details.
Okay, Travis, go.
Corinne writes.
This is perfect because she's like 5 feet away. So yeah. Move your mouth up and down, Corinne, as Travis reads. This will
be great.
I teach in an art school, and I hate all my students.
Woof. Let's not say, hey, let's make a pact not to say Corinne's last name.
Yay. How can I not hate my students? Super best, Corinne.
I have to say, Corinne's in a bad situation because if you want to not curry favor with me, here's the number one thing you do. You give me art. And then you ask me what I think of it. You know the only art I liked? Wayne's World, the movie. I haven't liked...
And Wayne's World, the movie-related art.
And Wayne's World, the movie... If you want to give me a framed cell from the original cut of Wayne's World, I'd be into that.
Can you give us an age window to imagineer with?
I teach at a private college.
Oh, well,
okay.
Then,
so like adults.
Yeah.
Not like six-year-olds, at which point you go, yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Like adults, you can go, no, shit.
Yeah.
Can we get some detail on what it is? Is it a
nude class?
No, come on.
Actually, I do. I do teach life drawing.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
one of the classes I teach, yeah.
Is that kind of why you hate them? Because there's obviously like some dudes getting there, some future jerk material.
Do they woo? Do they woo?
Like, do they woo? Like they're on the fucking set of Saved by the Bell?
I'm pretty sure if you yahoo, you are asked to leave. Corinne's feelings on you as a person
three-strike policy.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Steve Bush, keep it down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I need this.
I get so excited when I see...
I get excited when I see a neat Bush. Are we close?
I'll be honest. We have many conversations in the beginning of class where I have to tell them, like, you know, if there's an erection or a fart or...
I'm sorry. No, I just did the thing that you hate probably.
And yeah, that's...
Because you know what I love is that you said erection, which is like such a proper way, or a fart. That made me so happy.
Corinne, if you could make farts not funny, I'm going to name you the president of magic. I will follow you around like fucking...
And be fishers of men.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I will win people to your cause because you are a wizard.
I tell them that farts are funny and that's okay. If you need to laugh, like, just leave the room and laugh.
Have you ever had any smart ass students that tried to paint the fart like onomatopoetically?
Brap?
Yeah. You've done really great work on the chest muscles here, Brett. You're really coming along as a student. You did make it say fart with five R's.
The shading is spectacular.
And the font was like a stinky green cloud, and that was, I'm not going to lie, like it was a good stinky green cloud. It's just the subject matter of it was troubling Brett.
Stop, this is my kryptonite. You're killing me.
I mean, the most troublesome poses are when the model decides to do like a Captain Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Like a look of my taint.
Yeah. Or
well, it's actually typically women that take that pose. Men like to do like the drop down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The touchdown dance.
Touchdown dance.
Yeah. I'd like to do the cover 'em ups. Is that a pose?
I like to do the stay in the hallway and refuse to come in the room.
I'm scared.
I changed my mind.
Is that a pose?
I changed my mind.
I do the.
You can keep your $25.
I do the. Why can't they just paint my jeans while I'm wearing them? Also,
why don't students need to get good at painting jeans?
I do the. Aren't jeans art too? I've seen a lot of dong paintings. I haven't seen a lot of good jeans paintings. I don't think Van Gogh had a jeans phase. Let's tackle that subject next. Let's cross boundaries together with these dungarees.
It's very avant-garde, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very avant-garde.
So is that... Okay, we've been talking about dicks for like 30 minutes now. What is it that you actually aren't so crazy about? Is it really dongs and like erections and farts and stuff?
There's just a lot of like... You know, people don't want to be enthusiastic about things.
Yeah.
And that makes you hate your students as a teacher. And I think that crosses all...
Real quick,
matter?
They're paying to be there, right?
Yes, yeah, they're paying a lot of money.
That's gotta be frustrating.
Good work, everyone.
Yeah, yeah, great job.
Way to go, higher education. I could see how that would be frustrating. I would say though, Krim, it might be a case of them just not want. I would be so terrified to just do it wrong or have people think that I looked at the naked person wrong.
Yeah.
Or looked at them too hard.
Or too hard. I would be constantly averting my eyes. You would probably get a very disengaged vibe from me, I would think.
If I was in your class and you brought in a naked man to draw, I would draw him. I would make it fleshy and smooth like a Ken doll down there, because I wouldn't know.
That's a thing. Call that the Ken doll.
Okay, I wouldn't know if I was supposed to draw a dick, and if I did, then you'd be like, Griff, I'm very disappointed in you.
Especially if it's like just kind of a stick figure man, but a very precise, detailed dick.
So maybe it's not that your students
really
are
dead on.
Right. Maybe it's not your students.
I could pick that out of like a lineup.
Sure.
Dead
maybe
eye
it's a less of a case that your students aren't. Maybe your students aren't. Hold on, let me figure out the sentence structure. Okay, I think I've got it. Maybe your students are enthusiastic. They're just scared that they're gonna paint a dick and you'll be very disappointed. And so maybe you need to be very explicitly clear about what it is that they're supposed to draw. Like
what I expect out of their penises.
Yeah, just say like if you want to go like
whole hog
bathing suit area. Out, up and down. Start there if you want to really explore the space and do what feels comfortable to you. If you want to draw the dick, I'm not going to be disappointed in you, Griffin. Great job.
Yes.
Some teaching tips.
Thanks.
It's the least we can do. Everybody give a big hand for Corinne.
Thank you, Corinne.
Woo!
Got one of Yahoo answer?
Woo! Yeah, I'm into that.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Alan Black. Thank you, Alan Black. Very prolific contributor. So that's by Yahoo Answers user SlickNinja360, who asks...
Should be good.
Should be pretty good. Would it be illegal to go into the middle of a forest and build a maze, forcing people to traverse it upon entry? I guess that's pretty good. Upon entry, the entrance would close. It would have spikes on the wall's tops to keep them from escaping. I was also thinking of having booby traps and things like that. Once they find the exit, they could leave.
I don't know about illegal, but logistically it seems like an issue.
Yeah, you're going to have some fucking...
Is it a motorized gate or like a magical it grows over when they walk through?
It's going to be a fucking Pan's Labyrinth magic moss.
I will say, if we can't fix gun laws, but we have been thorough enough to figure out our forest maze laws... I'm going to be very disappointed in our nation.
If you own the land, and this is troubling because I'm agreeing with the top Yahoo response to this, but if you own the land, you can build a maze wherever the fuck you want. I don't know that you can corral people into
That's where you run into. You can leave a trail of peppermints. There's no guarantee.
This is the beautiful thing about it. If you force people to do it, highly illegal.
Yeah.
If you offer people the opportunity to do it, highly profitable.
Yeah. Do you want to? I can't. Like, I just bought a house and I feel like I have total agency over it. I do not think I can invite friends in and then lock the door and then swallow the key and say I will let you out as soon as you solve my puzzle of flesh. And then I would show them my flesh puzzle.
Here's the funny thing about luring.
Wait, I would bet is the flesh puzzle your genitals?
That's my balls. Yeah.
Okay, it's your balls. I would bet that 80 to 90% of the people in this room, if you stumbled upon what you were guaranteed to be a solvable forest maze,
that would lock you in, and you would fucking die if you couldn't solve it.
If that's a big if, Griffin, how many of you would say, "All right,
yeah, I'll tackle this bitch"?
This is everything I've ever trained for.
Yeah,
this is
what I've
everybody
been
raise your hand.
For.
Beyond, if you stumbled upon a Pan's Labyrinth,
this is
you
serious.
Would not. Okay, there's a lot of people
not
raising
you
their hands.
You would risk your life. All those years of playing Professor Layton games are finally going to pay off. You're going to solve this shit.
Sherlock Holmes.
A lot of Sherlock Holmes
games. Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. The Goblet of Fire game that was so good.
Well, you play it in your head where you go, I would have gone left.
Yeah. I would have slain the basilisk.
That was in book one,
sorry. Dick.
Two.
Oh,
fuck,
shit.
Fuck! Keep it to yourselves.
What would lure you into? Okay,
what would lure me into a forest maze? Seeing the opening of a fucking forest maze.
Right, you got it. What if it's risk of your life though? I don't want. You know what? The fourth verse of Tim McGraw's "Live Like You Were Dying" directly references. I went into every forest maze I saw. I think
I heard a pan flute beckoning me in.
But there was gold doubloons at the end. Spike traps weren't scared me away.
Have you ever heard that song?
Have you ever heard the song?
I'm not great with melodies. That's actually, I was singing the harmony. I thought someone would join in. What else we got?
Let's do another audience question.
Yeah, how about another, oh, fuck. Oh.
There's something about people being in the front row that's very intimidating.
Come on up, you're on the front.
Yeah, we'll do a front.
Wait,
front
you
row.
Raised your hand. Hold on.
No, you can come up.
Come
it's
up.
Just you raise your hand. You can't say shit when we pick you.
Oh, shit. Me?
You walked into this forest
you
maze.
Volunteered.
Now it's your time to get out.
What's your name?
I volunteer. My name is Linda.
Linda, hi, no Linda. Bummers, Linda. No bummers. No bummers. Here we go.
No bummers. Should I have another baby?
What?
For dinner? Hey!
Hey, come on.
Come on.
How many are you?
It
how many?
Popped into my head.
How many are you up to?
I have two kids and they're 9 and 14.
Boy or girl?
What?
Hold
come on.
Whoa.
Can you fucking
chill? Let's get
chill?
Some fucking more
hey,
information.
Hey, everybody.
You don't know Linda's deal.
I don't think.
Leave some for the rest of us. Linda, boy or girl?
14-year-old boy.
You trying to start a highlight team or something? Come on.
And my new husband doesn't.
Oh, see?
Now,
well,
now
two people.
No,
boo! That was you a second ago, and now you have this new information. You're like, it's a noodle scratcher.
is your hubby, like, gung-ho about it? Does he want to have a kid?
He's very pleased to make me happy, but he would love a baby.
Sure.
Then you gotta do it.
Are you into it? No, come on. Stop it. Are you into the idea? I mean, that's ultimately like the only.
It's scary.
Literally
but
the only.
I would love to have the support of a wonderful man.
Sure.
Isn't it nice though that you got the 14-year-old to babysit?
That's true.
I mean,
that's
built
in.
Not
that's
a bad,
nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad point.
Like you don't get that. Like Justin 6, me 3, Griffin like 3 months old. There wasn't like Justin, you got this, right?
Don't you're shoving a cold kid cuisine down his throat? Oh, he died. Great work, 6-year-old. I guess you did.
The first
did
time
it.
I babysat, I was 12 years old, and I microwaved a pot because I was trying to make rice pudding from a recipe for book for kids. In my defense, a recipe book for kids should have clarified the proper cookware. That's all I'll say.
They'll know, right? Yeah,
they'll know.
They'll know.
They'll know. It's 19.
It already went to print. Fuck it.
It's 1992. They'll know, right?
I mean, do you want like a pros and cons list? Like pros, like that this could be like the super successful kid. This one, you might not have had the super successful kid. You might not have had the Bill Gates yet. I don't know anything about your other two children. They might be very bright, but they might not
are
be
Bill
losers?
Gates.
Are they
losers? No,
are they here?
They're brilliant and wonderful.
Okay. Well,
okay, they're not
shit.
Here, Linda. Be
then
cool.
It feels all greedy right. to me, Linda. It feels a little greedy. What if you're what if
what
the
if
reason
the third one's your Ender?
Oh my shit. God.
What if the reason they've been so great so far is because you have exactly enough energy to raise two great kids? What if at this point you're dividing your labors and you're going to get three?
Our parents had two at one point and they were awesome.
They were going, everything was going so well.
Hey, if it weren't for me, the show would be called My Brother and Me, and
we'd have some
Nickelodeon
issues.
Would be very litigious in that regard.
Then. I've got to have the Griffin.
Yeah, you have to have me. Terrific.
Linda, there is literally not a single piece of information I need to answer this question that I would feel comfortable asking you. I literally cannot get any of the facts I need to solve this problem for you. And just to clarify, once we answer this, it is binding.
Yeah.
We are literally deciding the existence of a human being right now.
Will you name that child after us?
Oh, shit.
By which I mean name it, the brother's McElroy.
Oh, okay.
The baby.
The baby, the movie.
.org.
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 Hashtag.
I say it.
You put the hashtag at the end of the web address, right? That's how that.
Okay.
I just
Linda,
wanted a blanket decision.
Do you want to do it?
Linda, do you want to do
me.
It?
Look at me. Linda,
look
do
deep
you
within
eyeballs.
Yourself. Be honest.
Linda,
do
look
you
at all three of us in the
be
eyes.
Honest
all
for
six
once
eyes.
In your life.
Six
Wait.
Eyes all at the same
Stop.
Time.
Linda, do you
want to
do it?
I want you to decide.
No, fuck that. Come on.
I'm not going to push it out of my body, Linda.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah, Linda.
I wish I could for you because I'd love to feel what it's like to bring life into the world.
Anybody have a coin?
Yeah. Linda, our level of involvement with our child will put most deadbeat dads, make them look like heroes. Like, we are not going to be involved in the raising of this child whatsoever.
I am not tying myself to an answer on this show.
Okay.
Well, you asked, Linda.
I'm thinking of a number between one and two. Guess it.
Two.
It was two. That means you have to have the baby.
Congratulations, Linda. She's having a baby.
I feel pretty weird about that one. I just created a human life. I am unto a god.
All right, what else we got, guys?
How long have we been going?
We've been going for 3.5 hours.
Feels that way sometimes.
Do you want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
We got
a couple more.
We got
Come
one.
On.
We
Come
one
on,
more.
These people waited for a this... show. We're going to give them a show.
Woo! Why am I
We just created a human life. What the fuck else do you want? More fart jokes? We just created a person. You guys need to get your priorities straight. This Yahoo was sent in by Charlene. Thank you, Char or Charlene. It was asked by Yahoo Answers user Kayla, who asks, does this seem like a good PowerPoint to show my parents, convincing them to help me get a horse?
Click, click. Slide one. Horses are awesome. Click, click.
Hey,
done.
Your joke is exactly what's in the bit. Title, What I Want Most in Life. Sure, yeah. No, what everyone wants most in life, really, for being honest. Next slide, content.
Wait, time out. We talk about horses a lot.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
New people,
this
newcomer.
Is a thing. Horses, okay. Just cheer when everyone else does.
I don't think we talk about them more than, like...
Anyone should?
Normal people. Like, people normally talk about horses. They're a pretty great animal,
yeah,
right?
They're pretty majestic.
The best.
They're pretty solid. Next slide, contents. Asking them to stay silent during the presentation.
Moms, dads,
Mom,
keep your
dad,
shit down.
Turn your fucking cell phone off. It's business time.
I worked on this for a half a fucking
Can
hour.
Can you close Pinterest for a second?
For like a second.
Pause frozen.
Next.
Amanda, close Pinterest.
Next, some photos of horses along with words. All caps, a horse. So just fucking laying down the foundation.
That's good.
The equestrian groundwork.
In case you were not aware, click, click, Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, a horse,
a
four
horse.
Legs, hooves.
What if that's all it took? Oh, that's a horse. Okay.
Oh, shit.
That's basically
yeah.
the coolest,
no, you can
best
have,
thing
how
I've
much?
Ever seen, of course.
$5,000 and then $5,000 a year? Yeah, totes. Totally, yeah. Next, telling them how I've changed and I'm responsible enough to take care of horses.
I killed the last horse.
Listen, I know
I
fucked up
changed.
Last year.
Listen, that broke bad.
I know I fucked up with Dad's Little Dumpling last year. and I know that I fucked up the year before that with Dad's Little Dumpling Jr.
Wait.
The junior was predicated upon the fact that this horse was in fact going to die. And also preceded its dad. It was a time-traveling future horse.
No one, a special horse.
Listen, we had to act fast to buy that special time-traveling horse.
What was the name again?
I forget already.
Daddy's Little Dublin? Is that what it was?
So much.
It's a good name.
I've changed, though. And I can do it. Next, supplies and costs. I've done my research. Check out this Excel spreadsheet. Does this get your blood pumping?
The next one's my favorite.
Next. Money-saving tips and ideas.
Mom, Dad, you've been spending extravagantly.
Diane, do you need all those clothes? I need a horse real bad for the third time.
We could cut our food budget, click, click, in half, fatties.
Next.
We're spending so much on oats. Our oats budget could... No, that's my mistake. That is not a typographical error. Our oats budget will drastically increase.
I believe it may have been the bottleneck in the last two horse experiments.
Come to think of it, in retrospect, upon further reflection, our oat supply was an issue.
Next, explaining the benefits to owning a horse, and then a pros and cons chart I put together. I bet the cons list is pretty fair.
Cons, too great?
Too much mane, too smooth?
Will eventually die?
In 6 months? Sorry, Dad. Again.
Sorry about this. Our yard is full.
Next. Showing one horse I really want, and that would be perfect for me, then two others that would work great for me and I want. So...
And they'll always know they were second and third.
Always. Horses have a sixth sense for that stuff.
Next, a last side note.
Well, I guess maybe their fifth sense, because horses don't have thinking.
Yeah. Sure. Or taste. They eat some dumb shit, though. Salt? What do you want?
Salt.
Great. No, good choice. Just salt, then. Fantastic. Yeah.
Excellent selection, Tom Colicchio. Perfect. Mm. You're just going to lick a big block of salt. Fantastic.
Do you want that over a potato? No, just the salt's great. Thanks.
Thanks. I'm good here.
This is going to give me running energy. Terrific. Great work, horse.
Idiot.
Stupid. Next.
Get a job.
Get a job, horse. Salt fiend. What's your sodium like? Next, a last side note, and telling them I don't want to hear anything about this topic until next week so that they can talk about it with each other and then look at the PowerPoint and think and whatnot.
Do not... Yeah.
What the fuck? We're drowning up here. We're drowning in sweet, sweet cider.
Do not rush to judgment, Mom and Dad.
I'm going to... I think that's a fucking huge power
move.
That's
a huge play.
Last slide, click, click. Stay silent after the
presentation. Shut your fucking mouth. Keep your phone silent and also keep your fucking mouth shut. Not until next Tuesday. That will be horse day.
Do not speak to me, click, click, for a week. Good night.
You say that and we laugh at that. That's going to be just enough time for that sweet idea to ferment.
Well, because night one is like, can you believe she
Can you believe
together?
She did that shit for the third fucking time? Like, we would even do that next
day. I think
you
were right. We should have another kid. This one's a bust.
This one sucks. Then maybe 3 days later, it's like, you know what? I'm thinking about it, and we had some good times with that horse. And then the next day, it's like, no, it died, and then the other one died, like, super fast. What are we thinking?
Right.
And then by the seventh day, that's when... God rested. What were we talking about? this seems foolproof to me.
It's pretty solid.
If you have a foolproof plan for getting a horse and you've been sitting on for this long, I'm very upset with both of you. You got to let me in on that stuff. Have another answer, Travis. Question?
How about, I think...
How's the show going?
Should we do one more from the audience?
Yes, we should.
Yeah. Somebody far back, because I want...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Nobody back there has their hand up. That's fine. Anybody else?
No, I see you. Yes, lady there.
Yes, come on down.
You're the farthest back person we could see.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll give JP... Oh, JP, I'm sorry. Sorry about the
prizes. Hello.
Thanks.
My name is Jeannie, and
hello.
My question is, so I have a cat who pees.
Terrific. We all do.
All cats pee.
Cats pee.
But go on.
And because of that, I can't have a couch, and I'm 20-something, so whatever.
Hold
now,
the fucking phone 1 second.
But
does your cat pee dissolve
like
couches?
I would like to have a couch someday.
Yeah, it's yeah. great. Okay. It's like a big, long chair.
Jeannie, was it? Was it Jeannie?
Yeah.
I would like to have a couch someday. Not a dream you should announce in public.
Yeah. I would like to have a kind of the perfect sitting platform.
I'd like to solve this whole couch thing one day.
Have you thought about finding a cheap couch that you can buy at wholesale that you can treat like a burner? And you can have a burner couch that will last you for a month until the smell starts to overtake your
Wait, yeah, have you thought about buying a box your cat could pee in?
Yeah. Ooh, let's workshop this.
I want to hear the end game of Griffin's plan where you have a couch designated for your cat to pee in. Basically,
well, no, you would also do a little bit of sitting in it from time to time. Maybe a bit of lounging.
Who gets stuck sitting in the bait couch?
When you,
you know,
watch,
you have to put a line of tape down the middle and say, cat, that half is yours.
That's your
this
place.
Half is mine. Be cool.
When you watch Orange is the New Black, what do you even fucking do? Do you stand up and look at the TV?
Like you're saluting him?
That's what you're shaking your head. Yes, I stand up and look at the TV. What's your jam?
Sometimes she just lays down on the hardwood floor.
She's got a yoga ball.
What's your sitting game like?
Chair.
So wait. Oh, chair. My God. Okay, so your cat won't pee in a chair? It needs a lot of room to express itself?
Is it like an inflatable plastic chair?
I wish I had one. I considered it.
You consider getting like a plastic inflatable
have
chair
from
Spencer's
Gifts. Have you thought
about
a plastic couch?
This is such a nice furniture set. Yeah, it's from Spencer's Gifts. It came with the plasma ball. It looks super great. It came with all the novelty greeting cards with bikini babes on them.
Jeannie, how old is your cat?
She is 2, but I'm so used to having, because I had cats before.
Ornery pee cats. Yeah.
Well,
Jeannie, I got bad news. 2 is real young.
Yeah, that's a lot.
If you had said 13, I would have said stick it out.
Stick it out. And then, Travis, that's a bummer summer.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got like another 13 years of pee-soaked couch.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a more permanent solution. Let the cat explore the world.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an outdoor cat from now on.
Cats can't talk, and the only way they can ask for freedom is by peeing on your couch.
Maybe that cat's saying, I think I can do this on my own.
I caught Homeward Bound on Cinemax last week, and that seems like something I could super get into.
Please open the door, or I'm going to keep peeing.
What's your favorite thing? Because I guess it was couch.
I read your journal about wanting a couch someday, and I want out.
You made me feel guilty because I have 2 couches. I have 3 couches in my house, and you made me feel like I'm living some sort of life of extreme luxury that I don't deserve. Does it not use the litter box? What's going on with your cat's whole deal?
I don't know.
Is she mad at you?
Maybe she's mad that you don't have a couch?
Get a dog, because those never pee anywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that why you have them neutered?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, that's exactly it. Do you want this water spot? Nah, I'm cool. I got neutered, so like, I don't even need fluids in my whole body.
No, so I misspoke. Super neutered.
Yeah. Let me just get in there.
Go
with
Go deep. Take it all.
Let me just get in there with an ice cream scoop and really just like...
Why is your cat crying? Oh, she's not crying.
She's super, super, super neutered.
She's eye
super
peeing.
Neutered. It's basically eyes, lungs, fur. And that's about it. That's about all that's going on in there. She's very agile, though. So that's, I guess, the best solution to get your cat skipped out, I guess. I don't know what else to tell you. Buy a couch
not
and
my
just
problem.
Yeah, it's no. I mean, it is buy, definitely your problem.
Buy a couch in every room, and you will have at least a while where she hasn't found one.
Yeah,
she'll probably get in the jam of pee on one, and maybe you could put that in a bubble. Do you have any bubbles?
Can you put like?
I asked you a question whether or not you have bubbles. What about a tarp?
I wish I had bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jeannie, you don't have a lot of things you want.
Yeah.
Jeannie, you have a lot of super achievable life goals, and I'm into that. I think that's going to bring you a lot of happiness. How are you feeling today, Jeannie? Like, super fulfilled. I met, like, 2 of the biggies today. It's going good with 1 trip to Rite Aid.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Rite Aid couch. It was great.
Everybody big enough
I don't
for
know any better.
Jeannie, everybody big enough for
you. We should probably start moving.
I feel like we've done our
time. Hey, listen. Wrap up time.
Thank you all so
guys,
much,
holy
Los
shit.
Angeles.
Thank you so awesome. Much. You guys are fucking amazing.
We don't have anything to sell you.
We had an accident. Travis's sad lib was not just a super fucking funny bit. We don't have anything because the post office fucked us again. But there are shirts. There's Max Fun shirts. There's Max Fun canteens out there. What are these called? Nalgenes? Is that an out? No, it's made out of metal.
It's a water bottle.
It's a fucking water bottle. Whatever. We do have some stuff, and we'll be hanging out there after the show to say hi and take. Oh, bless you.
Thank
you okay?
Thank you all so much for coming out.
Thank you very, very much. Please be careful out there. I'm genuinely concerned that it's going to be like
rough,
fucking Mad Max. So be careful. Don't let anybody steal your fuel.
Sorry to interrupt past us, but want to say thanks to NatureBox, where you can order great tasting, healthy snacks. Get in shape for the summer. Well, I mean, for the early fall and late summer with healthy treats like BBQ kettle kernels and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother.
Usually the way what happens at this point is we thank John Roderick.
Thank you, John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song and Sid Apart Trophy album, Putting the Days to Bed. Fucking great. Great dude. We got to chat with him last week. That was nice. That was super cool. Super nice.
Thank you to the amazing Maximum Fun Network for having us.
Thank you, amazing Maximum
Fun
Network.
Thank you to Jordan and Jesse.
Jordan and Jesse, they did a fucking great job. Another round of applause for Jordan and Jesse. Go!
Woo! And for Janet Varney.
Thank you, Janet Varney. Thank you, everybody. You guys are so fucking great. You want that final Yahoo?
Wait, how about a round of applause for yourselves?
Oh, yeah, give it up. Hey, and how about another round of applause for Drew Davenport bringing the fucking heat? Yeah, week in, week out.
Griffin, hit me.
This final Yahoo answer was sent in by, let me think about it, Drew Davenport. Yeah! Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's in the arts and humanities section. It's asked by Moniz, who asks, who was John Candy? What did he do? Why is he important?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis
McElroy. I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Now you can play the outro music.
Yeah, this is the point.
Or not, it's cool. Yeah.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey, feeling lonely? My name's Jesse Thorne.
My name's Jordan Morris. Do you want to listen to a program where two good friends get intimate with amazing guests like Maria Bamford, Rob Corddry, and other comedy superstars?
Jordan Jesse Go is here for you.
Every week we'll spill our guts for you and then make some jokes.
Jordan Jesse Go, free at MaximumFun.org.